USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended Friday morning. That's leading to renewed hostilities between both sides. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still being held in captivity. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court, has passed away at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court. But it's dreadful if you're the last. And if I didn't do the job well, that's what would happen.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month as part of their investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden. Emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment, the lawmakers who previously subpoenaed Hunter Biden have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. The Reagan National Defense Forum gathering in Southern California to tackle critical national security issues with a focus on increasing perception of China as a major threat. Presidential Foundation CEO David Trujillo notes a notable shift in concerns.
There's been a big increase since 2018, in fact, in how Americans perceive this challenge. I think Americans are seeing that China's undergone a huge military buildup. There's been a lot of attention appropriately on the fact that China's engaged in an active genocide against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang.
The forum will delve into various threats, including artificial intelligence, the future of warfare, and military readiness. This is USA News.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay, black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
On Friday, Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who's chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, strongly criticized the Biden administration for issuing federal guidance that permits Chinese companies to take advantage of taxpayer-funded electric vehicle tax credits. Manchin argued that the guidance goes against the purpose of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which he authored. He expressed his intention to pursue legislation aimed at overturning the guidance and pledged support for any legal challenges against it. Elon Musk debuted the revamped Tesla Cybertruck Thursday in Austin.
It's the first electric vehicle Tesla offers that isn't a sedan and marks the company's entry into a growing EV pickup market. The bed of the truck, over 6 feet long, has a towing capacity of 11,000 pounds, and it's bulletproof.
If Al Capone showed up with a Tommy gun and emptied the entire magazine into the car door, you would still be alive. So, you know, instead people say, like, well, you know, why'd you make it bulletproof? I'm like, why not? Do you want to, how tough is your truck?
Originally thought to be about $35,900, the price range $69,990 to $99,900. I'm Corey Myers.
The Coast Guard is investigating a 1.1 million gallon crude oil spill happened in the Gulf of Mexico near a pipeline southeast of New Orleans. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.